I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets
gross.
The people going.
Let's start the show.
Bro, do you understand that if there was a car that cost just 200, I don't give a damn what it looked like. I had a hell.
I think that nigga was talking about 200K, though. I don't think he was referring to, like, $200.
Son, you paying that much, it ain't no fucking bucket.
Unless that nigga was talking about a bucket hat.
Huh. You know what? Way to think outside.
That's
the
deep
box.
As shit, right?
Yeah, that was straight.
Yeah, he could have been saying, I don't know. Do you Google it, like, is Rick Ross referring to a bucket hat?
I've tried doing that before. It don't really work, so.
Doesn't really work. Yeah, so. Good fucking luck. I accidentally hit record, so we're recording. And we live, baby. Yeah. What happened to those niggas? They still around, kind of.
Yeah.
Right?
You mean Gucci Mane?
No, nah. I was talking about the nigga, and we live, baby. Yeah. You know, the nigga Nick Pack, Patty Whack, and
And Dan Rue. Oh, they still make videos, and they be on, like, Wildin' Out and shit.
Dan Rue doesn't like black people, though, right?
Nah, it's not that he doesn't like black people. He said nigga. He's like one of those white boys that thought it was like, oh, it's cool right now. And it was like,
nah. Bro, you, nah, that, nah, it nah, doesn't work.
Go back
like
to
that.
Not talking. Just go back to not speaking, bro.
Yeah, just don't speak. Well, since we are in the episode then, okay, this is the Ted and Ty Show. I am your boy, TEDKUSH, man, and I'm joined here by my guy.
My name is spelled on your keyboard for you, so there you go.
On your keyboard?
Yeah, right there. Look down. Bang.
They can't see the keyboard, but they can see the logo that says Ted and Ty.
On your phone, my name right there, looking you in the face.
Okay, T-Y. I guess you would have to be the other one since, you know, I just introduced myself in that manner, all excited and shit. I wish they could have heard the shit before when I was on your helmet, because I thought you ain't had no damn wireless headphones. Like, if you got wired headphones in 2018, like, it's time to let that shit ride.
Any joke? But what kind of dude are you? You don't have wireless headphones.
Come on, bro. So cool. Don't do that. Don't do that, because you're not technologically savvy at all.
Get this out of here, nigga.
Nigga. You just learned
name
how to product read email last week.
Have, my nigga. Name one thing technologically savvy thing that you have that TY doesn't have, bro.
Apple TV.
Okay, you have Apple TV. I have Roku, but I also have a MacBook, Apple Watch, and the 10.
We still got more electronics, but I got Alexa in the room too.
Oh yeah, I'm getting the Apple Home.
All right, yeah, I just smacked you. All right, anyway, are you arguing that you aren't technology savvy? Are you arguing that? Are you saying that you are as sound as I am?
Yes. Son, I can do everything.
Don't do that, bro.
Shit, too. You come on, son.
Bro, you just started posting on Facebook,
huh?
You just started posting on Facebook, Ty. Don't
son,
do
that's
that.
That's because I don't like that shit, bro. Son, come on. Now,
where Justin Bieber from?
10, nigga, what? 10, almost 10 plus years you've known me. When have you ever known TY to really be into that shit, bro?
So don't argue it. It's fine if you aren't, my man.
Nigga, I understand it. So what's your argument? Are you saying that I don't understand it? Or are you saying that I just don't fuck with it? Because if you're saying I just don't fuck with it, then no. We agree 100%.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We on the same page.
I kind of said you didn't understand it, but then I kind of had to correct myself. See, you better calm that shit down now.
Nah,
see,
put on your wig, bro. You was just trying to call me dumb, bitch.
Okay. I didn't call you dumb. I said you dumb in the eyes of technology.
So that's your fuck. Wow, bitch. Now I'm on your wig. You looking like the filter of a cigarette, ugly ass nigga.
Oh, that bitch orange as fuck. and if it's halfway through the cigarette, that bitch is fucking smoked out, boy.
Got that Cosby cigarette, nigga.
Stop it. With the Molly at the end. Unroll that bitch just a little bit just to drop it in the drink. Bloop. There it goes. Hello, America.
And what was the old story was, if you took a little drop, no, it was on the head of a
pin.
And drop you put it in a
Coca-Cola.
Drink.
Don't matter.
It doesn't make it. And the girl would drink it. And
she's yours.
Hello, America.
You ever seen that clip of him saying that shit?
Hello, yeah, son. I actually just reposted it today. They had this chick eating the little Valentine candies.
Hope you're not sticking to that conspiracy. All right. In some real news that happened though this week, just you know, as a person who lives in Dallas, this is our big ass news segment. We're gonna get a drop or something to drop that in there. News. You know, eventually. Yeah, right. You on the same page. But comedian Roy Lee died the other day from Dallas. He, if you don't know who he is or are not familiar, he's, you know, like one of those Instagram comedians that came up, you know, and I respect the Instagram comedians. Fuck, here I am on a podcast trying to be funny. Just trying to pay my bills. I'm not getting paid, though. But comedian Roy Lee died the other day. He was shot like a while ago. There's been some speculations that said that him and Yella Beezy, rapper, that's on me, baby.
Yeah, you can snooze if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You niggas ain't guessing me, nigga. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me.
They had some problems, apparently, Roy Lee and Yella Beezy, and ultimately Roy Lee was shot in the leg. Some complications happened not later down the line, like a couple weeks later, surgery. I don't know. You know how that goes.
That's what it was.
Yeah, blood clot. Yeah, they set up it, whatever. I've read so much shit, but regardless, dude has passed away, which is like fucked up. Yella Beezy was then in turn shot the next day. Like, he's still living.
They really pulled up on that boy at the street. What? On the street. Like at the
sun.
Hey, is that him?
Son.
That's him? Yeah. Yeah, fire off, son. Fire off.
12 shots. 12 shots they let off in Yella Beezy car. He got shot 8 times. Well, at first I saw 3 times. And then they said 8 times. And then they said they removed 7 out of the 8 bullets. The one bullet that's left, they're not going to remove it because it could turn internal bleeding. And like, I was like, God damn, this is some real get rich or die trying type shit.
Hey, son. So like, because he got a bullet in him. What happens at TSA? And that's a real question.
Yeah, you saw Kanye slid when Kanye was still black. He got to go through the safe belt, whatever the fucking line was.
You could feel how my face felt. You would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
You don't remember that Kanye line?
Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Do they give you paperwork that says I got a bullet in me? That's why I'm beeping.
He got metal in him. We can't do that.
They're taking boys straight to the back. Like, hey, we need you to come this way.
You got to come do. You got to
get stripped naked just to be like, hey, bro, I got a bullet floating around in a chest right now.
They gonna say what?
That shit's some wild shit though.
Live, my nigga. Let's just stay on that. How the fuck, son? Modern medicine is becoming unrealistically good, bro. Like, for real.
Yeah, no reason should you get shot 8 times and be alive. I mean, I would be grateful. I would be very happy.
Son,
but like,
you should die from paper cuts, bro. Like, right.
Niggas for sure used to die from the common cold.
Like, my nigga, it was over.
Bro, you know the reason that they say bless you is because when people would sneeze back in the day, that meant you were sick, or they felt like that meant you were sick, and that meant like God bless you, like God bless your soul. Hopefully you make it.
You lucky you made it back, bro. Like that could have been your last.
That's crazy.
My nigga.
That's crazy, bro. But where Yella Beezy was getting shot at on Sam Rayburn Tollway, like, bro, that's so far away from the hood. Like, I am baffled. Like, there might have been a soccer mom driving up the road. Like, what the fuck is going on here? We got Grand Theft Auto fucking Dallas.
Followed that boy though.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think he lives over that direction or something like that. He just bought a house probably, and then you know how that goes. But prayers up for Roy Lee, prayers up for Yella Beezy. Hopefully he makes it through. I don't really, you know, I ain't from Dallas. I live here, but, and I know Dallas is, you know, it has its parts, but like this shit right here, I'm like, damn, bro, I could have stayed at home for this.
If this what y'all had going on, son, I could have stayed in the room.
Man, what? Y'all need to stop advertising that this is a great place to live with a good economy, okay?
Because niggas getting shot at 12 fucking shots in the suburbs.
12, bro, letting off in the suburbs. But do you know why they were beefed out, bro, apparently?
I mean, they were a rapper and a comedian. Was it over a female?
No.
Okay.
Because apparently Yella Beezy isn't really from Oak Cliff. He's from like somewhere around there or, you know, whatever. For those that don't live in Dallas, Oak Cliff is like,
yeah, that's where I stayed. I stayed in the cliff when I came to the D, so I'm a real nigga.
Nah, I don't know if that was why, but Oak Cliff is like the hood or whatever. But, apparently he's not really from there, and Roy Lee was calling him out on it. Why people are getting shot and killed over things? Why are you even scrapping over something like that? I don't understand.
Like saying y'all still mad about neighborhoods?
So, yo, you know what's crazy, though, is that when I first moved here, I told people, okay, Dallas is not like Detroit. And I still stand by that. Dallas is not like Detroit in the instance that, like, I'm really from Pontiac, Michigan, which is approximately, depending how fast or slow you're going, 15, 20, 25, 30 minutes away from the heart of Detroit. So it's not very far at all. The Detroit Pistons played in Auburn Hills, which is basically Pontiac. The Detroit Lions used to play in the Pontiac Silverdome. Like, it can't be that far. It's like Dallas, like the Dallas Cowboys play in Arlington.
Yeah, I was saying, they play in Arlington.
Before that, they played in Irving. They didn't play in Dallas. And so I would tell people, and you could tell me how Atlanta is.
Yeah.
But I would tell people, like, when I'm away from home, where are you from? Detroit. Bro, if I say Pontiac, you're going to look at me and be like, where's that? And all I'm going to say is it's in Metro Detroit. Because it is. same TV stations, same radio stations, like literally, right?
Yeah, well, you know my situation, but like I was raised in Atlanta and then I moved to Marietta, which is almost like the exact same with Pontiac, if not closer to Atlanta. So like the Braves Stadium is in Marietta now.
Right. I've been home with you.
Yeah, that's right. You have been. Like, so I can see downtown from my neighborhood. So when people ask me, hey, where are you from? I told them, Atlanta. We're like, son, I'm from Atlanta. So just the only way you're gonna know is if I say I'm from Atlanta and then you say, me too, and then it's like, oh, okay, what part? Cause to be
exactly
honest, nobody's really from Atlanta. You're either exactly from Riverdale or Smyrna or
unless you live in downtown with the bums. But so here's my question. Here's my question based off of that, though. So in Dallas, one thing that I always told people is that, like, it doesn't matter where you live at in Dallas, as long as it ain't super fucking far, you could say, yeah, I live in Dallas, like, or I'm from Dallas or whatever. And Dallas people embrace that. Yeah. Detroit people hate that shit. Like, it's probably some Detroit people listening right now that's like, this nigga ain't from Detroit. He from Pontiac. Sure. Nah, whatever. Crazy. I mean, you're damn right I am. Like, but so my question is, how is Atlanta? Is Atlanta like that, or
no.
Do Atlanta people be on that shit too?
Not at all. So we all say we from Atlanta, and what it is you meet a nigga and you say, I'm from Atlanta. And they say, oh, okay, me too. Like, okay, what part? And then he say, I'm from Riverdale. Like, okay, cool, I'm from Marietta. Oh, bet. Like, son, nobody's really from Atlanta. Like you said, the only way you live in Atlanta is if you one of the niggas on a reality TV show, son.
I mean, so in the city, in Detroit, people live there, but yeah, that shit fucking blows me.
Yeah, nobody's.
I can't stand that shit.
Your shit is something different.
Can't stand that shit. So all in all, the nigga Yella Beezy and Roy Lee beefed out over the same shit that I can't stand. Like, I'm from Dallas. Now, granted, Yella Beezy apparently is claiming like neighborhood or whatever. Either way, you get what I'm saying. But yeah, fuck that shit, bitch. I'm from fucking Pontiac, Michigan, it's right by Detroit.
When I lived in Dallas, I met some people, and one of the things that I noticed that they all said was, it's hard for somebody from Dallas to make it because niggas pulling each other down. Like, nobody's willing to, like, you know, let's just help each other. Niggas still beefing about neighborhoods. Y'all both on the way up, but y'all want to beef about neighborhoods. Now y'all done made a neighborhood shooting, and nigga done lost his life. Another nigga done ate bullets like he was fucking RoboCop. Like, like son.
Nigga done took eight of them bitches and spit them out.
Dog, what?
Like the Blob. Dog, you hit that shit on the money. I can't stand people that, why you're from the same place. You like, or I can't stand people that brag on like the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? Like that brings me into like this, what's really been driving me too recently is Black Ink. Do you watch Black Ink? I doubt it.
Nope. You know, I don't watch no reality TV, son.
And you're not into social media, and apparently you're not dumb technologically. You just don't give a fuck about it. Whatever. Anyway, so on Black Ink though, Caesar is the owner of Black Ink. He just opened the shop in New Orleans, hey, right?
Pause. I will say this. I do know the characters of Black Ink because...
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
I'm tatted, son. So, like, when I saw a tatted reality show, I was like, let me check it out. Let me check.
That makes sense. I mean, from tattoo nigga to tattoo nigga, that makes perfect sense to me. Good. So, since you know the people, fucking, they opened a shop in New Orleans. Now, you and I both, fucking, Louisiana is like our second home. Like, for real. So we know the city, you know, I can't just say it like that, but I done been down there, you know, I done been in the ins and outs, you know, shout out to my people, you know, that took me out down there, like for real, like in the, not the tourist areas, but I say all that to say New Orleans is another area and I love the city, but New Orleans is another area where like they'll brag kind of on like the ghetto. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Like, so on the one of the most recent episodes, the chick Sky, she punched this one of the new artists. It's a man, punched that nigga in the face. Now, that's not right. I agree completely. She should not have put her hands on this nigga. But this nigga proceeds to throw hands with her, bro.
See, I didn't see the episode, but I saw the preview. You know, the preview that they kept playing. I saw that shit.
Yeah, on Facebook and shit. Everybody was reposting.
I saw that, but like, I didn't know that he threw hands with her. I thought like after she punched him, like the nigga started talking shit like he was about to, and then they jumped him.
No, no, no. After she punched him in the mouth, which she did, he gave her a two-piece. Boop, boop. Ooh. Knocked her wig off and everything, ooh, bro. Like, boop, boop, boop. On me, I swear.
Ooh.
And ooh, then they proceeded to whoop his ass.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Hope that drove you.
Did it but yeah, so one thing that's been blowing me though is all on Facebook, everybody's just been reposting that shit because you probably been seeing the same clips I seen, like with the same type of comments, like y'all better stay out of New Orleans with that shit, y'all can't have guns in New York, we got plenty of guns down here in New Orleans, woo woo, like basically condoning this nigga punching her in the face. Now, like I said to begin with, she shouldn't have put her hands on him, but I cannot condone a man fighting a woman. You get what I'm saying?
Nah, like I think I that's such a touchy subject because it's almost like, hey, at what point do you defend yourself? But it's
right, understood.
There's two things like this, son. Every woman on the planet, as much as we don't want to admit it, every woman on the planet has two licks for every man on the planet. No matter what, sonny, you gotta eat those. You gotta dodge them if you can, my nigga. But you gotta eat those. You got to, son. Because no matter what, nigga, if you turn around and you thump that hoe in the nose, son, you going to jail.
Prison.
I believe, son, so I think in retrospect, what they should do is when a woman engages a man in fighting and the man is clearly like, hey, son, get her, because I can hurt her. At all.
She got a two. Like, she got a two hit maximum.
Two hit maximum, son. And then after that two hit maximum, he's allowed to defend himself. And when I say defend,
now defending himself means getting himself in a position to get away.
Son, you defend yourself. That's it.
Right.
Get her off you, son. Just get her off you. Every man can do that to every. Like now, I'm not saying there are women out there that can't dominate men because there are. Just saying, son. Men, most men, son. Hey, son, go on with that. One quick push. That's all it take. Show your strength. Get her off you. But there also need to be consequences for those women, son. Don't put your hands on no man, son.
Right. And that's why I said it to begin with. Like, let's be clear. She shouldn't have put her hands on that nigga. But
son, she smacked him. He got to eat that one.
Nah, I'm going to be honest, bro. She stole that.
No. So she stole it. What he should have did was got some feedback and got the talking shit from a distance. Because once he got some feedback, they wouldn't have let him get to her. They wouldn't have let her get to him. The shit is done. Hey, now you know we can move in a different direction. For one,
but do you get what I'm
out of your ass? Let's start there for sure.
But do you get what I mean about how people from the city, or just not even necessarily New Orleans, like I said to begin with, this is just people as a whole, like trying to boost the ghetto. You get what I mean about how that shit blows me? It's like,
you shouldn't be
bragging on the fact that y'all have plenty of guns.
Nah,
why is that coming up? Because this nigga beat up a girl and they whooped his ass for that. If that was your sister, cousin, mama, auntie, you'd have whooped his ass too.
A nigga just steal off like that twice in the face. You about to do something, son.
You'd have whooped his ass. Exactly. Like, you wouldn't even have asked, oh, did she hit him first?
Nah.
You know, like, wow. I said, I ain't defending her. She shouldn't have put her hands on that nigga at all. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't never know how a nigga gonna react anyway. But she for sure just shouldn't have fucking hit that nigga, and he shouldn't have.
Like, did he?
He said she was fake. He said her body looked bad. Like, because she got the fake body. She went to Dr. Miami and shit. I mean, she did, though. Like, it was all on, like, TV and everything. Like, and I must admit, you know, I mean, I don't really care what women do with their bodies and shit. You know, sometimes it looks good, sometimes it looks bad. But I must admit, post-surgery, she is way better. Because her cheeks before, yikems.
Yikems, huh?
Yikems. I mean, it was tragic. It was slim pickings. Yeah, I'm trying to hit you with all the Caucasian
Yeah, I see you. I see you coming phrases. With Billy Joe Bob jokes, boy.
Yeehaw! Hey, so what's funny? Well, it's not really funny, but it's crazy. We were just talking about Asshole Eyes, Pete Davidson.
Pete, oh yeah, him and Ariana.
Yeah, and he's not black. But we were talking about him last week. Dog, did you see that they broke up and shit?
Yeah, they canceled the wedding.
Bro, prior to last episode, I didn't know this nigga's name. I mean, it was apparent on the episode. But yeah, when I saw that shit, I was like, damn, we were just talking about him. So I feel like we might really be problematic. Like, what if we caused that? What if they heard the episode and it was like, damn.
That wasn't us.
Well, shout out to Ariana and them. Sorry to hear about it or whatever, but it'd be okay. They'll probably, you know how celebrity shits get down. That shit be like fake. If you was famous, question. Yeah. If you were famous, would you date another celebrity or would you go for like normal ass chicks?
Okay. Hey, look, I got an answer and a follow-up question for you. One, I would date a regular chick. I mean, not regular, but like I would date a non-famous woman. Here's a question for you, Ted. And it's more of a statement than a question. How is it that famous people always end up fucking the same bad chicks? But every day on Instagram, there are like 30 or 40 new Instagram models that look the same as these bitches. Like, so how are y'all fucking the same bitch? It's so many bitches out here built and looking the exact same. Why not just go?
I have no clue. I really have no clue why or how that shit happens. But I for sure would not be fucking these same chicks. Like, and I don't understand why these niggas are doing that shit. Like, there's no reason why. Fucking, let's just use Jennifer Lopez for example.
Yeah,
I mean, her and A-Rod are going strong right now, but there's no reason why it should have even gotten there. Like, after Diddy, Mark Anthony shouldn't have wanted her, Ben Affleck shouldn't have wanted her. I mean, and I'm not saying like they shouldn't have wanted her, because I mean, it's Jennifer Lopez, she fucking bad, but like, I'm not going for no celebrity chick that when I'm at the fucking Grammys and shit, I'm looking at
the, they like they got serious with, but it's like, bro, just I'm trying to think. It was a random Instagram model who had
Black China, for example.
Bang, there we go.
Bro, the bitch has been with fucking five different dudes, bro. I mean, now granted, she does get weaker and weaker as she goes. Like, this last nigga, he's like 12 and a half.
She's definitely trying to hit that line. She for sure outside of a high school with a PlayStation every day.
With the Spider-Man bundle? like they say the white girls be doing,
holding up high.
Like they said the white girls be doing that. You saw that meme?
That's where she's taking her pictures at every day,
bro. But what's crazy? She had actually posted the other day. You know the meme that said something about stop doing this shit to y'all pictures, and then it had mad filter and shit on there. That bitch reposted that shit and said guilty as fuck. Damn, this the second time I called her a bitch. My bad. Not really though.
Yeah. What about Amber Rose?
Hashtag bro? Problematic pair. It's 85,000 niggas calling her a bitch on a daily. Go to Instagram.
What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Why they gotta say it like short?
Bitch.
You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs. Stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
We haven't talked about Kanye at all yet. I forgot about Kanye. Kanye kind of irritates my soul. Be honest, like it's like
really no point.
Bro, I don't even want to talk about Kanye, but I feel like we have to.
There was really no point where he wasn't irritating, son. It's just he was black while he was being irritating, so it was like, ah, okay.
It's kind of worked out in your favor.
But that nigga started acting stupid. We was like, whoa.
Yeah, like I just posted it on the page. I said, we the black delegation decided to trade Kanye. I mean, or we'll just give him away. We don't even need anything for him.
You know what, son? We picked that nigga. We put him on the curb. Was like, yeah, bro. Just put a sign on
garage him. Sale. If you want. We got a garage sale. Hey. Everything must go.
Like, come
full of Kanye. Like, bro. Like, this nigga's just irritating, dog. Like, I think it is exactly what you said though. When he was on our side, it wasn't as bad because it was like, all right. You annoying, but you for us. So what, you know, like when he went on George Bush doesn't like black people.
Yeah.
I hate the way they portray us in the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know, it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And even for me to complain about, I would be a hypocrite because I've tried to turn away from the teacher TV because it's too hard to watch. I've even been shopping before even giving a donation. So now I'm calling my business manager right now to see what is the biggest amount I can give. And just to imagine if I was down there, and those are my people down there. So anybody out there that wants to do anything that we can help with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well off as slow as possible. I mean, this is Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help are at war right now, fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
That was good for us. Well, you know, like, it was like that was extra as fuck, Kanye, but
what's that boy name? It's not Michael. Michael, the guy who was sitting beside him when that interview. Michael, it's not Michael Myers. I know.
I don't fucking know that guy.
Whoever Austin Powers is.
That is Michael Myers.
Oh, look. What? Well, I'm on a fucking roll.
Go ahead and put a point in the tie no something today bag.
Boy, eat a whole. You hear me? A whole one, boy. But yeah, so when he said that shit, you should have, that boy face was like,
please call.
Kanye
so it was
straight face too, like, yeah.
Yeah, straight. I mean, it was a situation like that, the Taylor Swift situation when he ran on the stage. Okay, yeah. You shouldn't have done that my nigga, but.
Fuck, but okay.
Thank you so much for giving me a chance to win a VMA award.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
You know, you for us. So,
yeah,
all right. You know, like, I guess we got to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, this shit here.
With the bad. Yeah, everybody fuck up. So, yeah.
But this shit right here, nigga. Nah. I'm straight. I'm ready to put Cat Williams and Kanye in a bundle package. The only reason I'm throwing Cat Williams in there is just because he's looking like an old ass hater. But Kanye on the Trump shit? Actually, I take that back. Give me Cat Williams back.
Fuck, I was about to say, son, nah, we got to keep Cat.
Got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah,
ain't going to get rid of him. But this shit is on some weird shit. But besides Kanye pissing me off with the Trump shit, the niggas defending Kanye are blowing me. I am puzzled.
Look, look, every argument starts off with he's trying to get Larry Hoover out. Like, son,
nigga,
a million years old. I could probably go up there and argue and get that nigga out, son.
Bro, Larry Hoover is a fucking convicted drug dealer who killed people, bro. Like, I don't, like, it's just what it is. Kanye says he was turning his life around at the time when they gave him 6 life sentences. Bro, I can't go rob a store and go to church afterwards and think that that's going to save me. No, the police can still come lock my ass the fuck up. We're glad you're getting right with Jesus. You're going to need him in here.
Yeah. come in here and get in this 4x6, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm baffled why people are defending him.
You said that and you were like, people defending like neighborhoods and ignorance in neighborhoods with we got more guns sounding ignorant as hell. Son, the same thing goes for you niggas out here saying, free so-and-so. Son, so-and-so is a convicted murderer. That nigga need to be in the Bing. I'm not playing this game with y'all no more.
I don't know. Like, bro, if you know niggas in there and shit like that, yeah, you want the best for them and shit. But like, bro, like you said, if niggas is convicted and they actually did some shit, whatever they saying that nigga did that shit.
So he did it. So this ain't the 40s no more, my nigga. They not just throwing your ass in jail for time that they can't prove. They've proven it.
They're going to prove it somehow. Yeah. Like, now there are people that are in there. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
There are people in that bitch that's wrongly convicted. Absolutely.
Yeah. It gets cleared up every day.
Yeah. Not debating that. There's niggas in there that shouldn't be, for sure. But some of y'all niggas for sure need to be in that bitch. Well, they shouldn't be listening to this right now. If you are.
My
niggas do got iPhones in that bitch, though.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Hey, guys. How y'all doing? What's up?
Was listening on iTunes.
Yeah, I mean, real shit. I ain't got no people in there right now, so yeah,
whatever. Yeah, but Kanye's one of Kanye's whole things about saying why he was wearing this "Make America Great" hat, because apparently he adjusted it and took the again off and changed the. Do you call it a bill or a flap or a?
The bill is just the front part, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
he changed that part.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, I know what you're saying, though. Yeah, go ahead.
They call it multiple things. But anyway, he changed that shit and he took the word again off. And he gave Donald Trump a hat. And everybody was like, should we count this as a victory? No. It's still his hat. What the fuck? And he said in a long list of bullshit, he couldn't side with Hillary because her shit was, I'm with her. And he didn't have a father, and he looks at the president as a father figure. First of all, Kanye, that's where you fucked up. The president is not to be looked at as your father figure, my dog.
Nigga, he should be your great grandfather.
Nah, I ain't even calling that nigga no part of my family. Like, no president. Obama won no part of nothing. I wasn't looking at that nigga as nothing but the nation's leader. Straight up. He ain't my
powerful man.
He ain't got no relation, no blood, none of that.
You think about that, son. You really understand, like, Donald Trump is the most powerful man on the planet. No. I would agree with that prior to. As far as, like, if we're talking just, like, not on a social scale. If we're just talking on a worldwide.
On a what power you have in your hand. I understand.
He is
the reason I still would argue that shit is because that nigga's stupid. So, like, Obama might not have, he might have been just as powerful or lack thereof as Trump
was as well. I mean, whoever the president of the United States
is. No, I get where you're going. Yeah. I get where you're going, but I think this nigga Trump so stupid that they took some of his powers away.
Oh. It's like, hey, so you know what? You can't.
We gonna hide this button. He can't have this button. He gonna get to tweeting at 3 a.m. Somebody gonna tell him his mama breath stank and he gonna hit the button. And bitch, we done blew up fucking Indonesia and now we in a whole ass battle.
Whole ass another war, which takes us back to the presidential alerts. We need the alerts, people. I need y'all to be on board with this.
Yeah, because niggas for sure. Oh, so I didn't realize this too. how much of them fucking terms and agreements do you just hit and be like, agree, bitch, let me in?
What? Nigga, I've never, ever read that shit. I remember one time in college, I stopped and read that hoe. I'm not going to, no lie, son. I stopped and I read the full extent of it. Like,
shit. And what that bitch say?
I learned, what I learned very few things, but I do know that we all get always, we're always sharing our location, no matter what.
So you still hit agree,
though, yeah, right? What am I going to say? Decline? I can't use the
problem. My point. So niggas act like they don't get these, I don't want these alerts. They letting us in. I mean, they hacking into our shit. Nah, bitch, you hit agree.
And you got to hit agree with everything now. Apps, before you open your laptop, nigga.
As soon as you hit agree, that bitch is going.
Y'all tripping, son. I wake up in the morning every day and wave to my FBI agent. Good morning, sir. I know you ain't going to speak back, but good morning.
How you doing? Wait, where you got an FBI agent? They peeping you out?
In my computer screen. You know, like what they be saying on Facebook, son, on my computer, because I got a camera on my computer. I wave to that nigga every morning. Good morning, sir. I imagine it's a dude. Imagine it's like an old white dude, because there's a bunch of them.
Might be a young white guy.
Yeah. Boy, that nigga bored. All you doing is looking at Buku Hulu. You hear me?
Awesome. On the Kanye shit still, because I know I didn't really want to talk about the shit, but I just want to know where the fucking support was for Jim Brown and Steve Harvey and all them niggas that went and met with Trump too. Because niggas was for show clowning them niggas, right? As soon as one of niggas superstar fans, you know what I'm saying? As soon as a nigga they're a fan of goes and meet with the nigga, then it's like, oh, nah, we gonna see what Kanye got going. Where was that support at?
Son, wasn't no support then. Yeah, son, the reason that they ain't had a support, son, is because they wanted a black imbecile, son. If they had went in there when it was Steve Harvey and Jim Brown, and they went in there with sense, and they came in there with actual facts that the black population would like to be changed, and we would like to be noticed and put on the front page so people could really see the injustices done. They didn't want that. What they wanted was Kanye ignorant ass. They wanted to embarrass us, son, because all Kanye did was go up there and make us look. He either made the people following him look like the biggest coons since 1866, or the people who went against him and made us all look like we're rebels against the United States. Like, it's
yo, that's true as fuck. It do seem like they just flip shit on us, don't it?
Yeah.
That's real as fuck, bro. I feel played on the cool. I saw some interesting shit, though. They said I put it on Facebook, but they said, this girl said that, quote, I firmly believe that Kanye was soured at the Obamas befriended Jay-Z and Beyonce rather than him and Kim. His narcissist mind thought, I need my own president. Hence this entire Trump spectacle. That makes sense.
It does make a lot of sense. I agree.
Yeah, because you know how Kanye thinks. Oh, did you have a chance to check out the fucking new episode of The LeBron, The Shop on HBO?
No.
Okay, didn't think so. Well, Drake spoke on Kanye on there because he's the guest. He's one of the guests.
Yeah, I'm actually going to watch that today. That's on my watch list.
Cool. I'm still going to tell you what this nigga said. This nigga said that, you know, what they had, what the reports had already said, that with the whole Kanye beef, he went out there, helped Kanye. Then he went to Miami. I mean, Miami, Wyoming, complete opposite of fucking Miami. Nigga, have you ever been to Wyoming? Bitch, if I gave you a map, could you point where the fuck Wyoming is?
I could, but most people couldn't.
Fuck you, bro.
Son, come on. We've had
this. Fuck you. Oh, I could. I'm a geography history guy. I could do that. Oh,
yeah, yeah. A 4-year university gave me a certificate.
Of course, I don't. I have a 4-year university. I have 2 degrees. So
yeah, two of them. Two, my nigga. Working on my third.
Tight web.
You know what you can eat? Two balls, puss. Get back on what you was talking about, son. Don't do balls, this, bro.
Motherfucking. What was I saying about? Oh, yeah, Wyoming. Drake went to Wyoming, helped this nigga, yay. This nigga plays the song March 14th, which was about his kid and shit. Kanye really took that shit and just manipulated the whole shit and caused this whole ass beef with Drake, Pusha, and I mean, they already wasn't like, you know what I'm saying, the tightest. But, You get what I'm saying? Caused a whole ass fucking debacle because he's just Kanye. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, I could firmly believe that in his diabolical, dumbass, coonish mind, that he could have created this whole shit. You know what I'm saying?
All publicity is good publicity.
I hope that fucked you up. Fucked me up. I was like, damn, Kanye really like a hoe ass nigga. We should have known, though. We should have known Kanye was on some bullshit when he was wearing two polos, bro.
Kanye really a weirdo.
I'm just saying, like, when Kanye had on two fucking polos and a Louis Vuitton backpack, we should have known this nigga was on some weird shit.
Yeah, right then.
When this nigga was with Amber Rose, we should have known this nigga was on some weird shit. Like, I fuck with Wiz, bro. But Wiz is like a weird nigga, dog.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, went away, my nigga. You ain't say nothing.
Nah, nigga, I was trying to stretch, son. You know my back is on. You know I hurt my back, son. So, like.
Go ahead. And what happened to your back, bro?
Stretch that thing, boy.
Oh, because what happened to it?
Hurt it.
We old.
Son, I pulled.
You want to say we old? Yeah, you pulled a muscle in your back, nigga. That's the classic old thing. You remember that from all the sitcoms and shit when we were younger, nigga? Nigga would bend down, I got it, and pull his back, and you like, ah!
So no, I did it being athletic, though, my nigga. I didn't do it like, nigga, changed my
life. I get you, but it still happened, fam. Are you debating that?
Debating what?
So you're just in a debating-ass mood today, huh, son?
Son, you boy, don't, dog.
Son, you want to fight, son? Like, I don't know what's up with you, dog.
Son, you know what we can debate about? We can debate, nigga. Are you the color of butter or margarine, yo ugly ass nigga?
I think that's the same thing, yo head ass. You don't even know what the fuck you talking about.
They not the same thing.
Bitch, butter and margarine damn near are the same
but
thing.
Not it's just the same thing, nigga. That's why.
But they're the same color, fuck
that's
boy.
Like saying an alligator and a crocodile are the same thing, son. They not.
They damn near are.
But they're not, though. Black ass nigga.
But they damn near are, yeah, bro. Same. But they're the same. A Whopper and a fucking Big Mac. It's not the same thing, but it's the same thing. It's a fucking burger.
Are you debating that a Whopper and a Big Mac are the same thing? Because I can tell you how.
Damn near. I don't eat fast food like that.
Then I'll explain.
I damn sure don't eat Burger King.
Well, for one, nigga, the Whopper has two pieces of bread. A Big Mac has three. That's very simply showing you the difference between the two. One has Thousand Island dressing.
But do they look the same?
You want me to keep going, or you got the concept?
I don't think it's actually Thousand Island dressing, though. It's Big Mac sauce.
Son, it's Thousand Island with some onions, son. Don't let McDonald's fool you, son. Don't let the man trick you.
Oh, don't let them niggas hold me down. Shit. Hey, so I also came across something real funny this week, though, that I would like to share. Let's talk about Cash App etiquette. Shit, I done dropped the microphone. Hold on. Let's talk about Cash App etiquette, bro. If a nigga say, send me $40, nigga, send that nigga $42, $43. You know what I'm saying? If you're going half on something.
Yeah.
And nigga says, it's $500. Your half is $250, yes. But you also need to send that $5 for that fee, my guy.
Yeah, come on, son. Like, because you know I'm about to instantly transfer it, okay? Let's be real.
Come on now.
Ain't nobody waiting that day, son. And if I got to wait a day,
it's longer than a day.
Wait a day on your product or whatever it is we split.
It's way longer than a day, bro. I've done it one time. And it might have been on a Thursday or a Friday. But either way, nigga, that bitch ain't hit for the longest. I was like, God damn, I would never do this shit again, nigga. Instant transfer every time, nigga. Like, who the fuck is out here waiting 4 days for money that the nigga just sent instantly? That's stupid as hell.
Dog, because it really be some simple money that you be like, ah, so like, I thought I was about to get 20 for gas. Now I got to use cash. I got to go back to the ATM. Damn.
But it's fucked up. It's fucked up if you like, yeah, I'm going to send you some money for, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. And you send me the dub, and then I instantly transfer it, and you only sent the dub, and then now I only got like $18.80. I can't withdraw that shit out the fucking ATM. Talk about salt. You like, dog. I know, damn, especially if I'm doing something for you. Like, let's say I'm going to get some food for your ass, my nigga. And I'm like, yeah, your meal was fucking $9.22. Don't send me fucking $9.25.
Nah, son,
because
the
then now I'm now I just spent 80 cents on your fucking meal.
Yeah, nah, son, send me the whole 10 and you gotta
go ahead and include that tax on top of that
80
shit.
Cent, you got to.
Yeah, niggas be hoes though, cause this happened to everybody and it still happens. That's why I'm trying to clear things up. Now, granted, I did just steal that whole segment from a meme I saw on fucking Facebook, but you know what?
Memes
get stole every day,
bitch. Cash App card though. I am known for using that hoe, son.
I use that bitch too. It just doesn't work everywhere. I would rather use that bitch anyway because I don't really like my bank account and shit linked to that shit because I don't want a nigga to hack my shit. I already ain't got much now.
Hey, look, so I didn't put everything into that car. I ain't got too much in there. So let's just.
Already ain't got much. I don't need a lick hit on me for what I do got left.
Son, let's not do that.
That's fucked up.
I got to be outside with a gun looking for you, bro. I'm outside riding with that thing sitting outside the window.
Bro, I was just about to ask you, let's say all you have was fucking $200 to your name, nigga, literally, like, you're on the way to the electricity place with this $200, that's all you have to cut your lights back on, right? And a nigga rolls up to you. Give me everything. So do you know that most niggas in that situation, if that's all they got left, they'd even been fired from their job or something. Son, do you know most niggas going to be like, you going to have to shoot me?
Hey, Ted. Son, as soon as he pulls up, by the time he shows me the weapon, I've already given him the money. Here you go, big dog. Have a good one.
Nah, bro. I'm going to be honest. Dog.
Like, I'm just get the
I hear you.
Again. You tripping.
No, listen, I hear you, but if all I have is this money, I just spent. Let me start the situation over, bro. You just got fired from your job.
Damn.
All you have left is this $200, bro. You got to spend 50 of it to go get your electricity on. So really you only got 150. And a nigga roll up, let me get all that shit. What are you doing? You gonna have to shoot me, bro. Fuck you, son. My nigga. Yeah. I'm already down on my luck. Okay.
I'm not even gonna lie to you, dog. It's yours, bro. You got a weapon. Nope. You can't plan.
I'm down on my luck, bro. I might have a real conversation with this nigga and be like, listen here, bro.
Son.
I just been fired from my job. It's raining. I guess I should have said it's raining. Cause I'm just thinking about all the negative shit that could be going on. Like, nigga, my dog ran away. I got $200 and you gonna steal it all from me? You think you could do this to me?
Son, I mean,
putting cases on all you bitches.
The only other option, son, is to run. Like, to be honest, bro, it's like, man, fuck that shit, dog. Nigga, you know what? Let me also say this. It's hard for me to put myself in that mindset. The mindset of like just nothing, like just not even just not having anything, but having no way of getting more of it. So like maybe I've just never been that desperate, but like,
well, no, I've been broke before.
No, nigga,
I'm just saying I've been broke to the point where I've had this thought. Maybe that's why I'm picturing it like this, because I've been broke to the point where I've had this thought. Like, son, I wish a nigga would play with me, dog. This is all I got for myself right now, bro. It's going down if a nigga play with me, dog. When you got that stone face, boy, yeah. Straight up. Man, but, well, I guess we kind of ran out of shit to talk about. We didn't ran through everything. I think this is another successful episode of the Ted and Ty Show. It's raining here, and it's cold as fuck here, bro. Like, on some, like, nigga, this would be the time when you turn on the smooth jazz. You like, you know, they got the. Hey, pause. How come on all the smooth jazz stations, like, do they hire the same guy?
Three niggas, son.
Hey. Here you go. This has been another episode of the Ted and Ty Show. It's cold outside. You go ahead and grab your lady.
And this.
Turn on that fireplace. Really. Yeah. Yo, on me. Them three niggas is getting all type of work, bro. They getting money, my nigga. You hear me?
the same three niggas.
They getting cheese. Yeah. John, Joe, and Rich.
Richard back there playing the fuck out of that saxophone. You hear me? Bro, look, but no. I saw the funniest post. Nigga said, the weather went from 90 to 55 like it saw a state trooper. Nigga was like, oh, we wide open. Boy, is it October? Boy, bring it down.
Bring it back. What are you doing?
They don't fuck around.
Pump the brakes.
Son, them boys be on you.
Yeah, pump the brakes. Y'all niggas tripping. Look, and you know it's a chick that just bought some booty shorts last week. Like, hell yeah, I'm going to kill him in the club.
Oh, no, you're not, sweetheart. You might no, die you're not. Before you get in the club.
Mother Nature said, try again. Up.
Boy, it's time to get under some thighs. You hear me? It's time to get warm.
Yeah, go ahead and cover that up, man. Zip it up. Stay warm out there. Shit, of course, you can follow us on Instagram now at Ted and Ty Show. You can follow me on Instagram at ted.kush. That's TED.KUSH.
Follow me at ty.shawn.w. I'm not going to spell all that. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's going to be in the bio and all that stuff. Like, share, subscribe, all that shit. Another episode of the Ted and Ty Show, man. We back every Wednesday, this and every Wednesday. You feel me? We out.
We out.
That's all, folks.